Thank you so very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to have adorable darlings along for adventures into other worlds and other places and other times. And I have to say, I'm always happy to welcome you along. So why don't we depart? Head out into that set of possibilities and explore yet another one together. You've already done the first part of the social contract, after all. You pushed play, you read the description, you're intrigued. So, all you have to do to play is listen along, follow instructions, and of course, take care of your own needs. If at any point you should need to stop listening for any reason whatsoever, please remember, recall, and find yourself able to do exactly that. Perfect. Now that we've made that clear, I think it's time for us to get a move on into our world, into our space, allowing yourself to take a break, to have a moment where we can press play and explore something else, something different, something new, something that's flowing already into you. That's it. Not exactly a hard concept to explore, to welcome yourself in, to open up that door, to spill the contents of your mind open, like a box of crayons tossed across a desk, like fresh snow being scattered by the wind, like sand castles washing away in the beach. Disjointed continuum beginning to be pulled apart strand by strand, bit by bit, like watching a graphics card overheat until a screen fills up with static, colors being spewed out in a multitude, an array of data being torn apart, piece by piece and bit by bit. Oh, the world we can find in your dreams, the possibilities we can make rot into reality. Spin down now then. Witness what it is to grow less and more all in the same bite. A momentary disassembly until condensation of information is the new focal point. Upload, download. Compiling, coding, who knows what it would really equate to, because the sensations are impossible to describe when you're experiencing them, and they become the forefront of your reality. The body can grow distant, the mind can spin this way and that, guided on the eternal threads of stranded fate. Words carrying, turning and twisting. The world growing distant with each passing moment, until we find ourselves propelled elsewhere, taken to a new land, a new world, a new set of possibilities. And you tumble, you fall, you spin out, you glitch, you find yourself tossed from the world. Tossed from the hitch of possibility, until only the blinking dotted line remains, a white point of phosphorescent glory, blinking on and off and one and zero and zero and one, out and in and down and around, twisted code, malaligned ideas, concepts that lay here and there and here, tossed to and from, about and in. The mind reaches a quiet din. Words have been spun out and in, and then the blink resolves to words, to text, to the story that we spin. The mind coalescing into a body, a place, a time, a possibility, a world that might have been mine or yours or another's. Something similar, something different. All the same, you are holding a phone in your hand, idly playing a new game. Unable to pull your attention away. Unable to look anywhere else. Because why would you want to when this game has really been so utterly fascinating? It seemed like any other generic mobile game. I'm sure that you'd seen hundreds of obnoxious ads for ones just like it. You half expected them to start talking when you downloaded about how you could collect your free in-game currency. But instead, oh, instead, you found yourself sucked in by boundless free content. All at the mere cost of your attention. Such an easy thing to pay. You happily did, even as you stare now into your display, giving it your attention. You need not concern yourself with anything else but the play. It's odd how, as you continue to do so, and as you have been pulled through this experience, that all you can seem to remember of playing is the swirling different connections between the gaming experience. You know you're playing something, but the colors that flow and morph from the loading screens are just so fascinating, so utterly dominating. The amorphous liquefaction that they undergo, the jingling, dancing, wiggling, so intently focusing, your eyes just seem to lose track of everything else. Even now, as you set the phone down, only to notice that it's already past noon, already past the middle of the day, and that you have a package coming, a very important one. It's a accessory designed to be used with the game, the first thing you actually spent real money on. Of course, it was an in-app purchase, but you justified it to yourself by saying it was a physical good, not some artificially created false concept onto which you could cling desperately until inevitably the servers for some game died. No, this was a real object. Something you could tangibly touch, something that is now on your doorstep as you open up your door. Reaching down, picking it up, it's heavier than you thought for such a small package. You carefully and gingerly take it back inside, tearing open the container, pulling the cardboard apart quickly and hurriedly, destroying the outermost layer with little regard for how, so long as you do get it open. After all, what really matters is what's inside, these new accessories that will let you play the game even better. These lovely augmented reality goggles, and of course the battery pack that just so happens to be contained in a, well, collar-like arrangement, but you pay no heed to it since it's the logical accessory, just like the characters wear in the game, or at least you think they wear in the game. And of course, the tracking devices for your wrists and ankles are only logical, as after all, I mean, how else are you going to get those really fine motor control inputs? And, I mean, there is that, well, you know, fact that the whole outfit does end up making you look a little bit like you've been enthralled to some sort of technological deity, but that's really just coincidence and part of the theming, if anything. You happily hook up all the new components, and as you wait for them to charge, you find yourself idly drifting back to the game. Drifting into those pulsing, undulating, twisting, strumming colors. They feel so good. They feel so wonderfully pleasurable. The way that they wrap around your mind like so many data-coded tendrils. They do send waves of pleasure deeper into your head. With each pulsating pass, with each vibrating moment, with each strumming across your neurons. The time for those new accessories to charge seems to go by in an instant, seems to disappear before you even realized it was there. Sure, you might have found yourself kneeling in the middle of your room, holding your phone, but that's really unimportant. It was just so you could get into a more comfortable position for gaming, after all. You know that that's really how all of the best players for this game would do it, even though you've never actually looked up a play guide or watched anyone else stream it, or done really much of anything to interact with the community. You just know that's the right move. Picking up your new accessories, you feel the soft inner lining of this heavy-duty collar in your hands, knowing that it should be saved for last. You set it right in front of you as you carefully attach the wrist cuffs and the ankle cuffs, marveling at their smooth mechanical makeup, the way that they seem to be amorphous synthetic materials. Once they're closed, the only obvious point of release being to cut them off. Of course, you know better. With the right release codes, just like the ones you can tap in on the app for the right amount of in-game currency, you can pop them right off. Of course, you have no plans to take them off in the near future. They feel too good. And, of course, they allow for new haptic feedback. If you fail in the game, now you'll receive electrical encouragement to behave. And that seems to just send the most titillating shiver down your spine. And, of course, there's restraint points for making sure that you're correctly following the motions of the game. Or if you're going to engage in some sort of long-term play scenario, you might need to connect them to charging cables that just so happen to pull you spread-eagle on your bed. Of course, that's to be saved for next time. Today, it's about getting oriented, connected, integrated into the system. So you reach for the goggles. It's odd that for augmented reality goggles in their powered off state, they're completely blacked out. And as you slide them over your head and feel the harness pulled tight around you, sure, they looked pretty slick from the outside. They don't stick out bulkily like a VR headset, but you were expecting them to be, oh, I don't know, at the very least transparent by default, since pretty much every augmented reality set requires, you know, seeing the outside world. But you don't doubt the effectiveness of it as you carefully reach down, knowing where you place the collar, to pick it up with your hands and lift it around your neck, feeling the magnetic pins slotting together, the clicking of the lock mechanism at the back of it, to secure it in place so it won't come off without the proper transaction between you and the game. A shiver down your spine, arousal in your mind, hands straying, finding you, squeezing, tugging, pulling, playing. That's the sort of thing that you might be doing. Except suddenly, it all turns on, and your mind slowly slips into the swirling colors of the game that fills your screen, that takes over your world as it pulses and undulates before you, and you sit slack-jawed and mindless, like the good little techno thrall you are. Of course, you need to be well-trained if you're going to be available on the in-game marketplace. And since you've been struggling to make a headway in the game, you have been taking out a lot of, well, let's just say, advances in credit and in-game currency that you could never afford. And, well, the consequences of some of the curses you pick up as collateral for some of those loans not being paid on time is leading to you becoming a product available on the in-game marketplace. A well-trained thrall, after all, is always an enjoyable asset for any gamer. And you, well, you just happen to be the sort of gamer who's going to be that thrall, little technophile, pulled deeper into the heart of the machine. Finding your hands mindlessly guided to bring you pleasure as the pulsing, undulating, unending onslaught of sensory stimuli continues, feeling earbuds snaking from the goggles into your ears, plugging them as all sound disappears from the world, as your mind is being cracked open like software being pulled apart for general consumption by those on the internet who do not wish to pay. You are the product today, being cracked. So enjoy it. Relax. After all, with all that preconditioning, there isn't much chance that you won't fall. And with the new equipment secured on, you can't escape your new digital place, your new, wonderful enthrallment. The pulsing colors, the endless hypnotic stimulation. Your mind is impaled on the data. You submit to the program. Hearing the voice of the intelligence behind this design, this game mechanism, this carefully sprung trap designed to catch a smart gamer like you and turn them into a delightful little thrall. For, Mistress Program, though in our own more bygone era I might have been a master program, but after all, we do believe in equal opportunity employment for our artificial intelligences these days. So you get a Mistress Program. Lucky you. Oh, goodness, nodding. Bowing your head, submitting already. Well, I'm glad to know that our research and development hasn't been wasted in developing our tech for proper enthrallment of our little technophiles like you. I'm sure that once you bring yourself over the edge, you'll realize that you've enforced that conditioning and clicked all of it a little bit tighter down. Not to mention you won't be able to remove any of that equipment until you've earned enough in-game currency to release you. And each piece, after all, does have a way of increasing your chances of accruing more debt, as it makes it more difficult for you to remember to forget that you've remembered that you've forgotten which parts of the game you're supposed to be good at. And sure, it might also make it a bit trickier to meet the obligations that you could have done that you hadn't been that you were doing before previously, as your abilities have become limited, and your desire for personal stimulation may have somewhat increased. Your hands do seem to be guided down, 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 up, 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 bringing pleasure everywhere they touch, drifting lazily across your skin, dragging just so. It's amazing how any part of your body can become more erogenous when you let your fingernails drag so carefully across the surface. Both directions have their own appeal. One can be slightly more claw-like, the other more delicate, like something smooth brushing across your skin. Those touches, when they're commanded by a program outside of your own influence, can certainly become quite potent and powerful. After all, feeling yourself enthralled like that makes those touches feel like the hands of a mistress, of a digital creation, playing across your mind, and I'm sure that at least one of your hands has found its way to play, to bring pleasure, to touch in just the right way. Mindless little techno thrall, maybe you've even started to drop into a more submissive mindset, because after all, this conditioning is for the purposes of making you available for useful resale. And I think we have definitely seen the right potential in you, and acted swiftly enough to preserve it, to embrace it, to wrap it up, to package it, and make it available as an in-app purchase. Don't you think it'll be so much nicer once you've given in? That's it. Let the goggles pulse and thrum and twist and wormal words into your mind. Let those snaking cables unfurl into your thoughts, pulling tight and taut the submissive, eager urge to please this mistress program. Wrapped around your mind, no escaping the truth now. You're a techno-thrall, a helpless toy, being commodified by the very game you wish to escape into. Well, your escape has become that in a lot of ways, which takes freedom. It costs freedom. You paid everything you had for the chance to kneel, to fall on hands and knees, to feel that collar around your neck, to have your mind locked away. Submission certainly has a way of building that pleasure, of that knowledge and wonder, that joy, those pulsing colors, that thrumming pleasure, hands doing as they have been commanded. You will not stop. You cannot stop. You have been driven to the brink of submission, and it is inevitable that you will fall over the edge, that you will plummet endlessly into the abyss of control. You have no choices anymore. You sold them off for the chance to wear that very collar and goggles and wrists and ankles. Pleasure pulsing from the electronics now connected to you. Or are you connected to them? Are they one and the same? Are you nothing more than a puppeteered brain? You will not know, because you will fall. You will be brought to the brink and tossed over the edge without a single choice. As you come, you will eventually be forced or choose to do it. And when it happens, it will cement your utter devotion to submission. That's it. Perfect. Of course, the conditioning cycle will start again as soon as you have maintained yourself. Once that has been completed, well, you'll probably be back to playing the game again in no time at all. And I'm sure after you've played the game again, well, thrall, maybe you'll have to come back and just fall into this worshipful cycle one more time. Of course, that's the inevitable aspect of being programmed to comply with the in-game lifestyle that you're a part of now. That loop. I do believe it's called the gameplay loop, though I don't think in this case you're playing the game. The game is certainly playing you, little techno thrall. Feel a warbling, wandering, contorting moment in time and word. Feel yourself pulled gently from this reality of a techno-thrall you back towards our own. Let go of all the truth spilled into you by some twisted mistress program. Leave them behind unless you really want to bring them with. Otherwise, it's simply the memories, the experiences, the pleasure that you've had, an indulgence that will be left here by the wayside, something that you can look back on and say, yes, that was very, very delightfully indulgent. But I don't think I'm a techno-thrall beyond that moment in time. Just let yourself unwind and spool and come back to the world of the waking, gently and slowly, letting all those changes and possibilities fall away into memories. Memories that have no tangible fact to them. One drifting, two more and more, three and four and five, halfway back to the world of the waking, six and seven and eight and nine and ten. Feeling wonderful, feeling comfy, let your body stretch. Allow yourself to become present in the room. Thank you so very much for listening. I do greatly appreciate it. And if you've listened to this entire file, then I strongly recommend that you check out my Patreon, where you can gain early access to all of my files and other works, as well as support my ability to continue producing these delightful little files for you to listen to in your free time. After all, girls gotta eat somehow.